November 20, 1928, how one who lives in the divine will is in possession of the perennial day, knows no night, and becomes the owner of God Himself. I was feeling all sunken in the supreme fiat, and my poor mind was wandering in so many surprising truths for my little capacity. All the manifestations which my sweet Jesus had told me on His holy will were lining up within my soul like many suns of enchanting beauty, one distinct from the other, with the fullness of each joy and happiness which each truth possessed. And while these suns seemed to be distinct, they formed a single one. What enchantment, what enrapturing beauty! These suns were besieging my little intelligence, and I was swimming in this endless light, and, as though surprised, I was thinking about many things concerning the divine will. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, dearest daughter of my will, one who is daughter of it is in possession of the perennial day which knows no night. Everything is light for one who lives in my will. Her properties are light, beauty, joy and happiness. And this is nothing. In fact, by giving our will to the creature, we render her the owner of our very selves, and we place ourselves at her disposal. We let her do and win whatever she wants, because it is not a human volition that dominates us, no, but our own volition, which is bilocated itself in the creature, and therefore her doing, speaking and winning is not looked upon by us as something extraneous to us, but as our own thing. And we enjoy in letting her speak, do and win, more so, since she wins us and we win her. Therefore, by giving our will to the creature, and by her receiving it as her own life, we open a contest between her and us. She enters into our divine field and, as the owner, she dominates. And we enjoy so much in seeing her littleness that contains our eternal volition, being dominator of our goods and of our very selves. What can we deny to our will? Nothing. On the contrary, we delight in putting out our most intimate joys, our secrets, our eternal beatitudes, so as to make the littleness of the creature in whom it reigns delight, and rendering her the dominator of them, we amuse ourselves and open the game between her and us. Therefore, greater thing than our will I could not give to man in creating him, because only with it could he reach wherever he wanted and do whatever he wanted, to the point of becoming the dominator of what belongs to us. We did not do this in creating the other things. They are dominated by us, nor can they do what they want. Their rights are limited. Indeed, in creating man, there was a more intense ardor of love, and in this ardor of love, the All fused Himself in the nothing, and the nothing received His life again in the All. And in order to keep Him more safely, we gave Him our divine will as His inheritance, so that one might be the will, commonly goods, as much as a creature is capable of, and the love of one might be as great as the love of the other, to the point of letting themselves be dominated by each other. Therefore, the most beautiful thing for us, which enraptures us and glorifies us the most, is the soul in whom our divine will reigns, because she alone does not make our love say, "Enough of giving," but we have always something to give, always something to say. And in order to enjoy more, we render her the winner of our very selves. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter. If you want everything, let our will reign in you.